Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you. Oh, hello, everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I am the host of this show and a certified human design reader. Welcome to the show. I am super excited to just be doing this podcast episode this week. We are coming off of eclipse week. So I feel like I need to check the pulse of everyone listening and just make sure that like everyone's still alive after that. That was intense. It was invigorating. It was enlightening. It was potent and it was palpable. You could feel it. I mean, I don't care if you're spiritual or not. You were feeling those energies. They were just so powerful and it was happening. So shout out to last week's eclipse. It was next level. Typically, I don't get too ritually or ceremonial around eclipses. I kind of just let it do its thing. I had actually read in an article once, I think a friend posted it to one of my sister circle groups or containers or message threads or something. And it actually talked about how on the eclipse season, it was believed in some indigenous cultures that Indian people, American Indian or indigenous people, would believe that like Mother Nature was sort of doing some sort of shadow work. And that's why the animals got really squirrely. And as so people would, instead of doing ritual or ceremony or taking anything more from her because she's going through this alchemization process, they would actually just hold space for Mother Nature to do her work through the eclipse. And I found that fascinating, kind of resonated with me. So after understanding that about the eclipse, and there's many, many, many different perspectives around the eclipse energy. So I just want to put that out there. There's many people who like hold to it with creating eclipse ritual and ceremony. And I think that's beautiful. I don't think there's a wrong or right way to do it. But I had been sort of honoring that away for a while with just holding space for Mother Nature to do her thing and to eclipse and all of that. And I never really created ceremony or ritual around it. But I will tell you this particular new moon in Aries, wow, like I really did feel, you know, happening at the same time of the eclipse, of course, I felt so inclined to do ceremony and ritual and really just like utilize the energies that were so potent and so alchemizing and high vibe. So I wonder if you all felt that too and felt inclined to do ceremony or anything like that, because it was amazing and next level. So we are coming off of that very potent eclipse week and into this next week, and really, I'm excited for just all of it. And for this year so far, for me, has felt long, kind of. We're in April now, middle of April. And for some reason, it kind of feels like, I don't know, it's definitely better than last year, but it already feels like it's been an amazing year. And it's only April. So I'm really excited about that. So I hope everyone is doing so good. And I just want to now dip our toes into the topic of this episode, which is all about projections. Dun, 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 projections. I love this topic because I am familiar with it. I've experienced it. I've done it to other people. I've garnered a deeper understanding of projections through the knowledge and wisdom of human design. And I think it's just a fun topic to kind of look at and say, like, what is this energy? So I started to look into the energy and the sort of the etymology of projection, just to kind of get a deeper understanding of what this energy is and how it shows up for us in our everyday lives, and maybe how we can move forward with navigating this energy in its highest expression. So let's look at that. Let's talk about this. The first thing really is just that knowing, I realized that the word projection is actually defined differently in psychology than it is in spirituality. So I found that pretty interesting. In psychology, it's more based in the energy or the idea that the projection is a defense mechanism. So that's what psychology deems projection. Is a defense mechanism. And of course, it can be that. I think it can be that, although I feel ultimately it's much more than just that. So I do think it's a defense mechanism. I vibe with that, but I also think there's more layers to it than that. The actual definition in psychology around this energy of projection is that it is a type of, yes, psychological defense mechanism in which a person consciously or unconsciously attributes their own thoughts, feelings, or traits onto another person or group. So I think that that is sort of vague. That feels super vague to me. I had searched to what is the energy or what is the definition of the word projection in spirituality. And of course, I had to weed through some astral projection definitions, which we know is, you know, it's a astral projection is like a totally different thing. That is almost, I guess I would call it a modality. And it's very esoteric and it's a whole other thing. It's like an out of body, intentional out of body experience. But what I was more so going for was projection and spirituality. And what I got out of that when I searched the definition for that is someone who is has an unusually strong reaction to something you say, or there doesn't seem to be a reasonable explanation for their reaction. And so I vibe more with that than I do the definition of projection in psychology, because again, that difference being in psychology, they're calling it more of a defense mechanism type of vibe and sort of attributing your thoughts and judgments towards someone else. And then in spirituality, they're saying it's someone who has an unusually strong reaction to something that you say, and there doesn't seem to be a reasonable explanation for their reaction. They might be projecting their insecurities onto you, taking a step back and determining that their response doesn't align with your actions, may be a signal projection. So that's what this is here. And the way that it's defined in spirituality makes a lot more sense to me, because that's the way that it's sort of described in human design as well. So the main reason that I really wanted to talk about this is because when this energy comes up, I've learned to navigate it in a way that feels really, really good to me, but it took me some time to like understand how to do this in a way that feels like more like magic and less like crazy to me, or setting me off in any kind of way, or having me react in any sort of way. So projection is interesting because it's definitely, it's all energetic in nature. So it's just interesting that it's mostly energetic in nature. And like the definition with spirituality, it's basically having a strong reaction, almost a disproportionate reaction towards someone or feeling towards them. And you can't even really explain, or you can, but it's really you're projecting your insecurities onto them. And it's not really having anything to do with them at all. So it's really fascinating when you bring human design into this topic. Why? Because in human design, it actually tells you if you have a 5 line in your profile, your personality profile. So you can find that very easily just by Googling free human design chart online and getting your chart. And I recommend Jovian Archive for website for that. And basically you're going to see your personality profile at the top of your chart, and you will know it because it will literally say personality profile, and it'll have 2 numbers next to each other with a forward slash in between. So you want to kind of look at that and kind of say, okay, that's my personality profile right there. I am a 1-3. I am a 5-2. I am a 3-5. I am a 2-4. I mean, it's going to tell you, are you a 6-3, a 6-2, a 5-1? Like it'll tell you what your personality profile is. Now, if you have a 5 line in your profile, that's where we know when you see somebody with a 5 line in their profile, their aura comes with this mirror-like effect where it actually has a built-in projection field into their aura. So that's crazy AF, right? It's like, what the fuck did you just say to me? Like, I have a projection field in my aura. That's bullshit. But it's really, you know, some of the best coaches I've ever met in my life have a 5 line projection field. And that's really because other people are really able to see and mirror back immediately their own insecurities and their own personal issues that they have going on with them. So, and the 5 lines can easily feel projections that are being placed on them. So with that, it's very easy to know that the projections are going down on both sides of the spectrum. It's kind of like the other person is like experiencing this projection, although they may not know it, I guess I could say that. And then the person though with the 5 line will feel that there's a projection there. What I want to say really quick is if you don't have a 5 line in your projection field, that's not to say that you will never experience projections. Like, of course you will. Like, this is humanity. It is all happening. And so you will experience projections in your life. But with a 5 line in the personality profile, that will tell you straight away that you have this like mirror-like effect in your auric field. And it is happening. Okay. Like you have a projection field in your auric field. A lot of times people with 5 lines will, you know, can go days, months, weeks, months, years, even sometimes feeling like nobody ever sees the real them. It kind of always feels like at the end of the day that they didn't ever really feel seen that day as to who they are. And so it's fascinating when you really start to look at this in human design. But here's what I've learned to do. And this goes for everybody, which is why I want to talk about it. It's important that with projections, when you feel that you're being projected at or there's a projection taking place, first and foremost, there's a check-in that needs to happen immediately. Meaning you have to check in with yourself and make sure that there's nothing that you actually did to this person to make them feel this way or that they're having this disproportionate reaction to you and you don't even know what you did wrong. So you have to do that check-in initially just to be sure that you didn't do anything. Because of course, if you did do something, you want to go back and try to rectify the situation or talk it out or come to some sort of, I want to say agreement, but almost just neutrality around the emotions and energy around whatever the projection was. So that's the first thing, is really checking in with yourself. Now, what I want to talk about here is ensuring not to make that projection your truth. Okay. That's like the biggest thing with 5 lines or anybody who's is experiencing a projection. It's super important not to make that projection you. Now, if you start doing that, you're going to like come into a space where you are acting out the projection, meaning you're showing up in ways that aren't even in alignment for you. You're acting out in ways that aren't even you because you're just living out other people's projections that they're projecting onto you. Or you can start to just feel like nobody sees you, nobody understands you, nobody gets you. And it can be a little bit of a lonely road with that. But the biggest thing is just making sure not to make that projection you or your truth. So it's important to check in and just kind of say like, am I bending the knee to these projections? Yes or no? Like, meaning, am I taking these projections that are happening in my life and in my job or around me? Of course, you did your check-in to make sure that you didn't do anything wrong in the situation and that they are actually projections. But once you've gone through that, it is about coming back to, am I just becoming the projection? Am I just living out the projection because that feels easier than showing up as who I actually am? And so that's really about mastering the emotions too. Because I mean, if somebody's projecting onto you, you can get emotional, bitter, frustrated, and then just kind of be like, fuck it. Like if that's really what you think about me, and then you start to act like that. You start to act like the way that they're projecting onto you to be. And then you end up becoming the projection anyway. And that's exhausting to your field because it's not natural to you. It's not actually who you are, and it's not in alignment with who you are. And then that whole thing can really lead to situations and scenarios in which you're living out life in a way that is no longer in alignment for you. It's like you're signing up for things, you're doing things in a way that's just like, that isn't even who you are. So that's why I really wanted to talk about projections, because it's like, man, like if you start fucking bending the knee to those projections, you start acting like those projections are you, holy shit, like that can be a problem. That can become a major problem in your life, because you can start to lead your path and your life, your soul journey, down a way that's like not who the fuck you are. And then it's like, oh my God, like I am just not, this isn't even who I am. What am I doing? And so it's just, it can also lead to anger. Just like really getting like posting nasty things online and like stupid shit that's like not even who you are. You're putting all of your emotion and energy into something that doesn't matter. And it's not even in your like purpose or your dharma to even be showing up like that. But it's like you can't help it because now you're reacting in a way that's like emotional in nature. And so now you've started this sort of snowball effect in your projection field. And it's hard to get out of that once you've been in it for some time. So, you know, that's a huge, huge thing right there. And, you know, I want to also talk about sort of like people who will use the projection field as a reason not to show up in life. And I kind of talked a little bit about this in my last like couple episodes ago, but I want to just hit on it more here, which is that, you know, these are people who they can sense the projection, especially if they have a 5 line in their personality profile, and they can sense the projection on them. And then they can just be like, see there, like, that's why I'm not going to do this ever again. Or I'm never going to show up this way again because look, people are projecting onto me. And it's just so, so, so important not to do that. It's so important not to do that because it goes right back into what I was saying about just becoming the projection, deciding that that's you now. And so because that's what people think of you or that's how they're projecting onto you, that's just your life now. And that's who you are. And when you've accepted that reality, when you've sort of bent the knee to that projection, that becomes your truth. It becomes who you are, and you start to believe that energy in your field, and then you carry it with you into everything that you do. So it's so important to just stop it right where it started and be like, no, like I'm going to push forward with continuing to do what I'm doing because this person is, I did my check-in, I'm feeling the projections, it's not me, and that's okay. And I'm here to keep moving forward in what I'm here to do. And if you don't do that, you will spiral, especially in spiritual business. I bring this up a lot, but especially in spiritual business, you will spiral because you would start to feel like, oh my God, that is me. And like, you will start to like spiral into this shit and then you'd be afraid to show up and then the downloads stop coming in and it's just a fucking mess. So it's like, you have to stop it where it starts and be like, no, that's not me. I recognize that this person is projecting onto me and that's okay. Like I'm not me, not me. You know, I learned that from someone, I can't think of where, but they literally take their hands and brush them down their body and say, not me, not me. And I do that when I'm experiencing a projection and I've done my check-in and I know it's not me. I will literally brush my hands down my body and say, not me. Because it's like an energetic reminder to myself, like this is some bullshit. You know what I mean? Like I refuse to take this on my path. I refuse to like move forward with this thought process and like basically fuck this. So I just wanted to hit on that part big time with not showing up anymore because you feel the projection. It's so important not to sign that fucking contract and to not just be like, yeah, that's me now, because you will carry that and you will become that. And it's like so not worth it because you are here in this lifetime to do your soul work and to show up as exactly who your soul has, your inner divine God state is expecting you to, right? So let's talk about too, I want to sort of wind this down with talking a bit about how to make sure like speaking more to the frequency of projection, right? And how to work around the frequency of projections. So the first and foremost, I will say, and I'm just giving you what I've done because this has helped me a lot to like work through any projections that could be taking place that I might be projecting onto people, or if I am, I can tell I'm possibly receiving a projection. So the first thing is all around number one, this one's so hard, but this is like number one, is not to take things personally. I have experienced projections in real time that I immediately know is not me. Like it's like I immediately know is not me, and I will have to not take it personally. So I just go about my business. And the person who's experiencing the projection, they will either keep spiraling like into madness, or they will eventually see that's not who I am, because I actually show them a lot of love. And so that's the other thing, is that when I'm experiencing somebody who is, I can tell that they're projecting onto me, but I didn't do anything to them personally to make them act this way towards me, I show them extra love. Like I talk highly about them. I like show hearts in my eyes when I see them. I make sure to show them extra love because I want them to feel love, and because that might be something that's missing for them right now. And that's got nothing to do with me, but I just feel like it's my duty to kind of show up in a way as being an example, pushing past the projection, pushing past the low vibes, and still showing up in a heart-led place is really like the best, most powerful way you can show up through projections. And the way to do this too is to take a moment to center and ground. And that's huge to do in this moment, is if you're experiencing a projection for some, from someone, and you're one, reminding yourself, don't take this personally. The most important thing to do is to take a beat and to kind of walk away, take a couple of deep breaths, and just ground and center into your body. Like it's like the most important thing to do, to just ground and center into your body. And the reason why is because your body holds the wisdom. You know who you are. And so the moment you can ground and center into exactly who you are, that's the moment where you're like, all right, like I can fucking take this on. It's all good. I'm not going to freak out. Whatever. Like I've got this. It makes you feel so much stronger when you can just take that moment to yourself and ground and center. And then the third thing that really helps me with this projection process is silence. And that's just another way to give the person space to sort of like roll around in their shit, if you will. Like it's just like silence is literally a virtue. Sometimes the hardest thing to do is just be silent and not react and say like something negative or give them a look or push back negative energy to someone. It's important to, for me personally, what I found, one, ground and centering into who I know I am, filling myself up with love, because that's really important to me, is to express love to this person. And if I can tell like expressing to them in any way is not going to help, like if I can tell it's just going to make it worse, a silence is really important. And then I just imagine just like showering them with love is what I like to do. And that's just because sometimes it doesn't matter what you say, the projection is still there and they're not going to hear it. And they're going to see it and feel it in a different way than it's intended. So it's just like, it doesn't even matter. And so I've had to deal with times too, where I will realize that I'm projecting onto someone. And the projections can go either way, right? It can be a projection of, oh my God, this person's like the holy grail. They're amazing. They're perfect. Like I love everything about them. Or it can be a projection of, you know, fuck this person. Like they're just like, why did they come into my life? Like I just can't stand this. And honestly, like I've experienced myself having projections toward other people, typically when they are a challenger in my life to help me up level in some way. That's typically when I personally notice how I'll experience these projections, like me projecting to someone, meaning like I'm like finding reasons not to like this person. And then when I pull back, I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, it's because this person is super challenging me to up level in my life. And because that feels so challenging and it feels almost like, how fucking dare you, you know, like just come into my field and like challenge me, especially if I'm not expecting it. I can really kind of feel like I don't like that person, or like I can find a reason not to want that person in my life. So it's just about knowing yourself, and it's just about not ignoring it and not being emotionally, you know, infantile in this situation, and instead having emotional intelligence and kind of being like, okay, what actually is happening here emotionally? Let me ground and center. Let me find my peace. From this space, I can emanate love and I can actually lead this situation, this business, this project, whatever it is, from a space of love. And as long as I'm doing that from a space of love, I'm all good. I know that I can feel good at the end of the day. I can go to sleep sound and beautiful, quiet, beautiful sleep like a baby, because it's like I'm not feeling that weight of the day on me. Like, why did that have to happen like that? Or why did that have to go down like that? I mean, I don't feel that. So last thing I'll say about projection is really that it will make you stronger. And so there has to be a reason why we have this energy of projection with each other, right? Even if we're first meeting each other or whatever it is. And really what it is it to me personally, it's like, wow, look at how different we all are from each other. And that's another reason why I'll always bring human design into things, is because that's what human design is. It's called the science of differentiation, meaning that it's the science why we are all different from each other. And in being able to see that and be like, whoa, like you're so different from me. Isn't that interesting? Instead of, why aren't you more like me? And that's really comes back down to making you stronger, making you more of a heart-centered individual that's leading from a space of love. And this is how we do it. We do it by going through this process of everything I basically just said, the process of projections and the different ways it can show up in your life. And so again, if you are into human design, if you're interested in learning about that, just see if you have this 5 line in your profile. And then also, if you don't know that, of course, you can receive projections. We're all human beings. And then just ensuring not to allow those projections to be an excuse for you not showing up, ensuring not to become the projection is huge, and not to allow that projection to be your truth in life and be like who you are, which is ultimately going to come from you bending the knee to those projections, because in honoring that low frequency of projection and just being like, that's, which is bullshit. It's not you. So again, the way that I work around this is to, one, do a check-in with myself, two, not to take it personally, three is really grounding and centering and like filling myself up with love and really showering that person with love, beaming through my eyes and my heart because I wanted them to feel it. And also silence is very helpful in this situation. Sometimes if you feel like nothing you say is going to work, silence is super powerful. And then just remembering that it's a process and that we all experience this in our life. And it's just about not allowing it to win. Projections don't win, you win. Your soul wins. Your soul is so much more powerful. Your heart, the energy of love, the frequency of love in and of itself is so much more powerful than any silly projection that can come on you, or that you can feel yourself spiraling in a projection to someone else, whichever way it's going. The frequency of love in your heart and just knowing who you are and grounding and centering in your truth, nothing can come over that. Like it can never win in that situation. So I just want to put this out there as a couple of reminders, because I was thinking about this over the last couple of days and I'm like, let me dive deeper into this topic because it's super fascinating to me. And so I hope that you were able to get something out of this episode. And I just want to say, if you have a moment, please go ahead and comment, rate, or review the podcast. I would so very much appreciate that. And I will see you all on the very next episode of the She's a God podcast. Much love.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.